Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day. Under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Afternoon, Tampa Bay. So, we have a very exciting show today. We have Adam and Rosie
Hello.
In the house.
Hi, Rosie.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Hello. And we are going to be talking about a wonderful nonprofit that Rosie runs. And we're going to be talking about Adam and Red Rooster Antiques.
That's right. I'm still there. We're still at it.
Yes. So I actually was by the shop the other day, and you have some of the most beautiful things ever, and so many things.
We have a lot of nice things right now. CJ's right there. In fact, he's probably just leaving right now because we close about 5 weekdays. But anyway, we have a lot of beautiful things that just come in. We have a lot of jewelry and a lot of lamps, antiques, and you know, it's just really great stuff. So again, it's Red Rooster Antiques, and we're at 3013 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida.
Yes,
across the street from Home Depot and right next to Dan's Fans.
Absolutely. So what I need for you to keep an eye out for is I need a centerpiece for my dining room table.
Okay. Like a Venus flytrap or?
Yes. I'm teasing. Okay, I don't know. Because everybody usually puts a vase, but it doesn't have to be a vase.
Do you want something with like silver plate or like flowers or brass or what do you think? Glass?
I actually was thinking, because I always used to do flowery things. I don't want to do flowers. I want to do something, I don't know. I was looking at a lot of beautiful vases, but I also saw this thing, and I don't know if I can find anything like it, but it was just a pedestal of wood on the bottom, and it had like claw that came up like on the corners, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it held this a globe, and it was really beautiful. It was like a pearlesque. I don't know. I thought that was really pretty.
We actually just got in a wonderful like gazing ball.
Oh.
And it has a base with it, and it's just beautiful, and it's Murano glass, but it's really, really nice.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
So that's something to think about.
Yep. And I also love, I don't know, I love candles.
Oh, you love a lot of things.
Yeah, I do. So anyways.
You may want to get a centerpiece with with some candles. Well, sometimes there's candles attached.
I was thinking about that, because instead of just doing, you know, like the regular candle stick holders or something, because I've done that before, I was thinking something different.
And then you can, if you decide you want to put flowers on the table or whatever arrangements,
yeah, because I can change it up. Though I also do need a vase, like just to have, because I guarantee tomorrow
have thousands of vases.
I need a pretty one, because right now I just have like this really plain little clear one.
We got some beautiful glass, Fenton glass vases.
Because tomorrow, I'm sure my boyfriend will give me flowers. He always does. So
see, there's
I need
a method
something
to, your madness.
To stick them
okay,
in.
Okay, yeah. So you're thinking ahead.
Yes, yes. So guys, that's at Red Rooster Antiques right there on US 19, right across from Home Depot, right before you get to Curlew Road if you're going north.
That's right.
If you're going south, right after you pass Curlew Road.
Yeah, and we're having a 20% off sale this month.
All right, 20% off at Red Rooster Antiques. Anything that you could think of, they have, guys. They have furniture, knickknacks, I mean, tons and tons of things that can beautify your house.
Books, furniture, glassware.
Oh, yeah, and you got they got lots of books. They've got leather bound. A whole bunch of books just came in.
Look who's here in the studio.
Oh, yes, Mr. Claus just walked in, guys. How are you today?
John Hancock didn't show up, huh?
He wasn't here when I started, so no.
Can you send me his number?
In a minute. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
So excellent.
This is Rosie. She has a nonprofit for Latino girls, which we can talk about right now if you like. Rosie, tell us the name of your nonprofit.
Absolutely. So it's called Nuestra Reina, which means our queen. Then it's a nonprofit. It's actually featured by Luz Guillona, who actually owns a nonprofit called Inspira. And she's actually sponsoring us this year, and hopefully next year as well. And also, we've had a lot of community support. So Nuestra Reina is basically a pageant, but in a pageant in the form of where the young ladies not only dress up in their cultural dresses to represent their country, but they're also competing for scholarships. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the Latinas women, such as myself, when we're young, we usually think about our quinceañera. You think about that, Sweet 15, we spend a little over $15,000, $30,000, and we wanted it to be different. We wanted this pageant to be about earning scholarships, learning how to speak in public, mm-hmm. learning how to present yourselves in front of people, and just a lot of little skills. So
that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So how do you get in touch with the girls? How does that happen?
It's really feet on the street is what I call it. We go to the communities that are most in need. Mm-hmm. So these young ladies come from areas such as Waimama, Riverview. A lot of socioeconomic is not as good as most, so we want to make sure that they have that little opportunity to get dressed up, to be sponsored by a business. The young ladies do not have to pay for their dresses. They also don't pay for the entry. What they do, of course, is to make sure they have volunteer work, giving back to the community, whether it's washing cars, doing anything that helps the elderly, cleaning up the yards for the elderly, so they have to give back.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. How long does this last? I mean, is there like one event, or does this go on for a year, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we have, last year was our first year, so we're super excited. We have over 300 attendees, and there was a lot of nonprofits and a lot of community support, mm-hmm. and so this year we're going to do it again. Basically, the young ladies, they get chosen by the committee. There's eight in the committee called Los Padrinos, and these are professionals in the industry, of different industries. For example, I'm the market president for Achieva Credit Union.
Okay.
So I'm one of them, and there's a lot of the others.
So there's more, a lot of sponsors.
Lots of sponsors and a lot of community leaders that help us to guide the young ladies.
Mm-hmm. So how did this get started? Tell me how you started this.
Absolutely. So since I am in the financial world, I saw a lot of young ladies and a lot of kids that are not able to budget, not able to use their debit cards, just don't know a lot about finances.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make sure that I gave back to the same community that gave back to me mm-hmm. when I was younger.
Oh, absolutely.
And as a migrant worker, I knew we needed mentors to help us. And so I call these eight amazing people to form the Padrinos and say, let's make a difference in these young ladies' lives. And that's how it started. But we wanted to make it a little different.
What year did you start this? How long?
We started this last year.
Okay.
And Angel, of course, from our community first, he's on as a Padrino. But we started last year, and typically it takes about a year to get these young ladies ready and get them to be able to do a lot of the community efforts.
And let's give a shout out to Angel.
I did want to mention, we are all thinking of you, Angel. Angel runs an organization called Our Community First. Mm-hmm. And he is basically the resource center for anyone. If you have any questions, if you need a resource in your community, it could be anything.
And he can hook you up with it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, anything.
He's a connector, I call him.
He really is, and he's awesome at working with tons of nonprofit organizations that actually help the community with things that you may not even think that they might be able to help with.
Absolutely.
There's all sorts of resources, men's groups, women's groups, children's groups. If you need assistance maybe with some of your bills or something like that, right. Finding housing, medical
and
assistance.
He's very personable.
I mean, anything.
He's really great.
He connects
really great.
All the nonprofits,
yeah.
And that's
yes.
The biggest piece.
Yes. Yes. In fact, one of the awesome people that he introduced me to last week was Crystal and her husband, and they do, basically, they help seniors. So it's a big need in our community where I think a lot of times the seniors, they fall through the cracks.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So they, that's all that it's, they don't charge anything. I mean, they just go out into the community and they find a need and they just help.
That's great.
It could be as something like cleaning a house for someone or doing yard work or anything, just anything. Even if someone, let's say, needed a new roof or something,
They
work with local businesses to donate to help our seniors.
You know, because there's a lot of seniors that are well-heeled here, but there's a lot that are not.
Well, and also, I think in our economy today, with the way that things are going,
it is.
There's even people that own their own homes and have for I don't know how many years, but they can't afford to keep it anymore because they either need something fixed or maybe, you know, they can't pay the taxes on
that's
whatever
right.
reason.
Or I mean, their children have abandoned them, and so they
happens.
Need support and help.
And there's a problem down here, too, just with the heat and the mold, you know. I mean, there's things that can happen to houses
amazing. So, you know, when you're on that fixed income and you think, oh, they're set, they own their own home. Not always the case.
and Angel has a great way of making it where there's not silos in nonprofits.
Yes.
And making sure that connection is done. And I think that's so important. Hence why we're here today.
So we're thinking of him today because he's
Angel, we are thinking of you. And I know you had a little situation yesterday, and that's why you couldn't be here today. So we are thinking of you, and we thank you so much. And thank you so much for sending us Rosie. She is
and
lovely.
Come back soon.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's
for
wonderful.
Sure.
So tell us, how can people help and get in touch with you?
So the biggest thing right now is to make sure that the support from the community is, if the young lady needs a dress or just a donation, $5, $50, what have you, if you go to South Shore Therapy, they're actually the ones that are sponsoring us this year. And so if you go there, they're located in Ruskin. You can also go to the website, Nuestra Reina, Joe Zuniga, the marketing Zuniga, also has that on there as well. Any donations, we'd help with to protest.
Everything helps.
Absolutely.
And do you give your number to people so they can contact you directly?
I can definitely do that, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's 813-892-6275, and it's Rosie.
Yes, guys. So reach out to Rosie if you would like to make a donation or if you have questions or maybe you have someone you'd like to nominate.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And so what's great about this, it sounds like it's not just a pageant. This is really, there's a lot more to this.
A lot more
to this.
Mentorship.
Actually help a woman, a girl get on her feet and start off into a career or whatever she wants to do.
Yes, and our winner last year was Jada, and she is actually a boxer.
Awesome.
She boxed at the pageant, so that was pretty
neat. How was that? That must have been interesting.
Very interesting. She did a great job.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
It's really bringing whatever your talent is. We're not... You know, bring what you have. Bring yourself.
Right?
Absolutely. And this is very empowering, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. Yes, yes, yes. So, Adam, tell us what you have been doing this week.
Well, I had a doctor. I had to go in for a procedure. It wasn't anything, you know, too much. But it's like, oh my God, thank God that was over.
So
that's why I wasn't here
last week.
But everything's been going fine.
Good.
They're going to start, I believe, in front of my shop. They're going to be putting in a new bypass or something like that. So we're all a little worried about that and the businesses in the area. In fact, I think CJ talked to you about that.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and actually, I've talked to several other people for the last couple months, really, because there's a lot of small business owners in the area that are concerned of it, and also they just want to know, like, what is going on? What is the timeline?
Yeah.
And actually, CJ did a little research, because it's not something that apparently they think that the community needs to know, so you have to find out on your own.
That's right.
But anyways, he did some research and found out they are actually doing a meeting about this very subject on May 16th. At the, I believe it is the Countryside, what is it called? Not the library.
Community Center?
Community Center.
Okay, it's Community
Center.
Yes,
it's the Countryside Community Center. I'll look it up really quick.
Yeah, look
because
I don't know where that is.
But it's May 16th, but they're going to be discussing on that day, like, the timeline, what exactly is going to happen, and how it may or may not affect your business on US 19.
Because it's all like, it's like a crapshoot right now. You don't know what's going to happen at all. But we want to find out more, so... and are you going to go?
Yes, I plan on making it. Yes. So where it is called, it's 2640 Sable Springs Drive, Clearwater. It's right off 580.
Okay.
So I guess right past the mall, Countryside Mall. It's not far from there, and it's probably actually not far from the library either.
So I think everyone should show up for that.
Yeah, May 16th. I think he said 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yes. So that's they're going to be discussing. If you do own a business on US 19 in Clearwater, or even 580, it might be beneficial for you to find out what's going on, because what they're going to do is they're doing a road expansion, as well as, I believe, putting in one of those
overpasses. Like an overpass.
I don't know.
It's like a flyby, isn't it? Is that what it is, kind of?
Well, what it is, I mean, it makes sense. It just really does affect the businesses while they're doing the construction of it. But the purpose of it is to have no lights so that traffic flow just keeps moving. And where they did put one in from, it's after Sunset Point and 19, no, it starts right before that. If you drive all the way almost to like Pinellas Park, there's no lights. So the traffic definitely flows way faster and better and easier. But it's
not
the
great
construction
for
of it that
I think,
takes
well, that's what
the
I'm,
toll.
I'm more concerned about, because we've kind of built up our business. So people kind of know we're there, that are looking for an antique shop. But I think the walk-in trade will definitely be affected
right,
by it.
Right, because where you're actually located, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't know where they're going to start the actual overpass. So I don't know if it's going to be like in front of where you guys are, like between Curlew, if it's going to start after that. So that makes probably a big difference.
Well, they are doing the road. They've been doing the road for the last few weeks, and I was told that that was done because they want to get things prepared for when they start working.
Right. And they're also, I don't know if they're still doing this, but they are also supposed to be adding a lane. So they may do that first, you know, or something. Who knows?
They should put in a light rail. That'd be better.
And they're also supposed to be adding an overpass for, like, walk traffic.
Well, that's the one thing I came down here. I was shocked. There are no overpasses for people to walk across. I mean, everything is geared towards cars. It's like, I guess, L.A., you know, and it's just, it's not a very pedestrian-friendly town as far as that goes.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, US 19 is just, I mean, to me, it's just like a highway. I mean, it is a highway, but it's like an interstate.
It stops.
Because it's very fast, and, I mean, if you live in this area, you already know that the traffic is, wow. So, it's kind of dangerous for pedestrians.
I was like, wow, this is different, because you're used to being on a highway, and you're on a highway, but it's not... You're not on a secondary road. Like
right, because it goes right through the middle of everything. It's nothing but businesses, all on 19.
But hopefully we can weather this storm and see what happens.
Yes, so if anybody's interested in info, again, that's at the Countryside Community Center on May 16th. They will be discussing what's going on with the expansion on US 19 in Clearwater.
So if you want to stop by Red Rooster, you'll get probably a really good deal. So this is the time to come, because we're not going out of business, but we're going to be liquidating a little bit. So come by. You might be surprised what kind of deal you can get from us.
All right. So yes, and that's Red Rooster, guys, right on US 19, right across from Home Depot before you get to Curlew.
Okay.
And so Rosie, tell us again how someone can contact you or find out information about your nonprofit.
Absolutely. So again, they can contact me at 813-892-6275, or they can actually go to South Shore Therapy right in Ruskin. And Luz Guiona, who's the president and owner of that, is the one featuring us. And also, I'm opening up our first branch in Hillsborough County for Achiever Credit Union. They will also be there, because Achiever Credit Union actually did the $2,500 scholarship. They'll be there with their crown supporting the new office.
So this is basically, your area is Hillsborough.
My area is Hillsborough County, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you to Achieva as well, I got to say, because our Achieva here in Dunedin, they are a great group.
Amazing.
They have really done a lot for the community.
Tell me about Achieva.
Achieva, well, they are a bank, but they give back a lot to the Dunedin community that I know of personally. I mean, they're always sponsoring something. I mean, at the holidays, they were doing drives for all kinds of different things.
So they're really involved with the community.
Very involved. And we have our own foundation.
That's great.
And Sarah Hussein, who's a market president for here in Dunedin.
Yes.
Amazing young lady. Mm-hmm. Great market president. Yes.
Yeah, so thank you to Achieva.
And that's something they need not do. So, it tells you where their heart is at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're the president.
So I'm the market president for Hillsborough County. So we're just going to expand there. And we're looking for our second office as well. So,
okay.
May 13th.
All right, guys. So we have a caller.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, we do. It's Angel from Tampa. Angel, can you hear us?
Hey, Angel.
Hi, Angel. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing today?
Angel.
we're doing great, but we miss you.
I miss you guys too. You guys are in good hands with Rocio Smith there. She's doing a lot of wonderful things in the community.
Absolutely.
She's also having an event happening at Achieva Bank. It's happening this, I think it's coming up, right, Rocio?
Yes.
Open house?
Yeah, it's coming up on May 13th. It's our grand opening. Yeah. It's from 4 to 6. If you open up an account, it's $200. And also lots of drinks and things for the babies, bouncy houses, you name it.
And where's it'll this again? Tell us.
And this will be by Del Mabry. And I'll go ahead and have it, when they call me, give you the address. But it's Del Mabry and Carrollwood. It's at Intersection and Achieva Credit Union.
You're having a grand opening, a new branch?
Uh-huh.
All
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's going to be a bouncy house and a lot of things for the kids and raffles and a grand prize. I won't tell you what that is.
And what date is this now?
May 13th.
And what time?
It's going to be from 4 to 6, and the ribbon cutting is at 4:30.
Okay,
right.
Great.
Yeah, no,
that's good.
If you guys got a business out there, open up an account there. I mean, they're paying you for it.
Yeah, that does help. It does,
right?
It is an incentive to sign up and get a new account there. Yeah,
very,
absolutely.
Very cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that's May 13th, 4 to 6, grand opening of Achieva. And what do you have going on, Mr. Angel?
Well, I was listening in to the radio. I wish I was there, but I was listening to all of just listening on my end, because I didn't want to miss this interview. And right now, I'm kind of, there's some personal stuff happening right now I got to take care of. I would have been there, but obviously, Tammy, you and Adam are doing a great job. Adam, right? Adam,
that's,
Adam,
right,
Adam?
Yeah. That's right, Angel. Yes.
Did a great job. You guys are wonderful on this end, by the way. You guys got the perfect radio voice. I'm telling you guys.
That's good. We were just concerned about you. You're doing all right, Angel, right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm hanging in there. So everything is good so far. So,
okay.
Thank you for you guys' support.
Well, that's really important.
This is a great program, guys. For those guys that are listening out there, it's a great program. Tune in every Thursday from 5 to 6. That was a lot of wonderful.
Yeah,
I think it's great for the community. I really do, because it's a way that people are heard, and a lot of radio stations, we don't have this, but there's a lot of way that people in the community are being heard, and that's priceless.
We love you guys.
Absolutely.
So, Rosie, you actually have the address for the grand opening on May 13th, right?
Yes, ma'am. It is 10923 in Northdale Mabry. And that's in Carrollwood, again, 4 to 6. Come on down.
All right, guys. Grand opening of Achieva. They're giving a free money just to sign up for an account. Okay. And come out and get a treat and check out your new neighbors.
Get a tour.
Are we going to be doing the highway
Yes,
report?
We're going to do the traffic report in just a moment. Yeah. But I just wanted to do a little shout out for one of my clients.
Okay.
And so we have Jill. She's over at Jilly Beans. She does ice cream and food. And oh my gosh, guys, if you've ever been... Wow. Everything is homemade. She makes your food ready to order. Like, you walk in, you can get a Philly cheesesteak or a cheeseburger. She has sweet potato fries, just all kinds of food, and all these sundaes and milkshakes. And
the name of the place again is?
It's Jilly Beans.
And where is that located?
It's 368 Patricia Avenue, which it's like not even a... It's almost directly across the street from the Dunedin Bowling Lanes.
Okay.
So she's right there next door to Florida Golden Loan.
And she's open how many days?
She's open every day except for Tuesday.
Okay, so they close Tuesday.
Yep, she's closed on Tuesday, but she's open every other day. And you guys got to go.
Lunch, dinner?
She does. She opens at 11, and she's generally, on weekends, I know it's a little later, but at least till 8 o'clock.
Okay, so that's a good long time.
Yep, so, but if you're craving something sweet, she has all sorts of desserts and ice cream and all kinds of delicious things, and also lunch or dinner.
Well, let's go.
We're going to have to do a detour before I go by to plant
together. Yes, she's awesome. Again, that's Jill over at Jilly Beans on Patricia Avenue, almost right across from the Dunedin Bowling Lanes.
Sounds good.
Also across from my brand new client, The Kitchen Inside. The Dunedin Bowling Lanes.
Okay.
All right, so we're about to do the traffic report. Matt, are you all ready for that?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back in a few.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park.
All right, as we said, there is plenty of traffic coming out in the Tampa Bay area. If you're going into Tampa, there is traffic on 275 due to an accident right at the interchange coming off of I-60. Going from Clearwater to Tampa, so be careful around that area. That's causing major delays on 275. We also have delays going on to I-4 heading into Orlando. For those driving in Clearwater, there are backups on Drew Street due to general rush hour traffic, as is a slight delay getting onto Gulf to Bay Boulevard and heading out towards Tampa. That's rush hour as well. Just keep an eye on that. Other than that, no major accidents to report, and all major roadways are moving well at this time, other than just general rush hour traffic.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yo.
Want to grab a pizza or something?
What, are you kidding me? Of course, but it's got to be from Frank. Of course, Frank's Pizza over on Virginia Street in Dunedin. Yes, I'm very familiar with them. In the daily specials, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meatball, sausage, chicken parm sandwiches. How much? $5. Spaghetti and stuffed shells. How much? $5. Salads and chicken wraps. Offer. How much? What's the matter with you? You got a hearing problem? That's what I said. $5! And Frank's Pizza and Restaurant has delicious dinners, too. So what are we waiting for? Let's go to Frank. Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, or call 727-216-6963. Or check us out online at frankspizzapies.com.
Our Italian Grill. restaurant.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. Sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644. Beacon Windows.
If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold & Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold & Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or clean? Then give Florida Gold & Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold & Loan, 372 Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold & Loan.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
So today's traffic report is sponsored by Rita's, brand new location in Palm Harbor. Rita's Italian Ice.
Yes, they're at 32836 Highway US 19 North. Let me ask you a question. Do you know where that is?
No,
right? So why would you put ads in a publication that just on US 19 and not put a description? Would you do that?
Yep.
No. Or any ad, why not put it, if you had a client that would say next to, I'm going to give you 436 Patricia Avenue, do you know where that is? Do you?
I've heard of it.
Okay, if I said next to the Dodge store, would you know where it is?
Probably.
Or across from the Dunedin Bowling Lane, would you know where it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so then you would do that. I think each ad should have like a description in it, just for the people that don't know, and it gives them a better idea. Do you know where the Dodge store or the Dunedin Bowling Lane is? And you
but
don't.
They give me a landmark and I will.
Give you a landmark. Or would you just put the address in? And then I'm sure we have somebody that's doing delivery for free gifts. Free gifts, free delivery, and they deliver all these gifts. Guess what's not in the ad? The phone number. So someone like me that says scan here, I don't even know how to do it. So let's just say I want to use the service. How am I going to use the service if I don't even know how to scan? But most people do. That's the point, I guess, right? You know how to scan to get...
Yes.
You know how to scan, Tammy?
Yes.
You know how to scan?
No, yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
But would you have someone that did great gifts, free delivery, would you not put the phone number in the ad? Would that be one that would have the phone number in? I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Or, you know. So anyhow.
Or at least put, like, to your point, if you're putting something on 19, there's different locations on US 19 of where you're going, like Dunedin, Clearwater, St. Pete.
Well,
where on 19?
Okay, so do you know where the Chick-fil-A is on US 19 in Palm Harbor?
No.
You don't?
No, the only Chick-fil-A I know of is the one in Clearwater.
I do.
You do? Do you know where Tampa Road in US 19 is?
Yes.
Do you? Wow, you don't know this area. Do you know Tampa Road in US 19?
Yeah, I do, because our shop's near there.
Right. So what on the address, right, you would put Tampa Road, US 19, behind the Chick-fil-A.
Is where Rita's brand new location in Palm Harbor is.
Right. Right? That's what you would do.
So what's going on today, sir?
The reality is that sometimes in life, you know, I don't know how to put it. Like,
well, we all have our ups and downs, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
From a strategy standpoint, right? Sometimes just the strategy itself is the strategize. Could a strategy be put in place to fail?
Maybe sometimes.
Right. The strategy itself. Forget the results. Just the strategy itself. Could you have a strategy for failure?
Well, I try not to.
Right. But if you did, at what point would you get frustrated?
I don't know. Everyone has their own ideas, you know. And sometimes it's just difficult to work with people, you know. So, but actually, I'm pretty good with CJ and Austin. And once in a while, we get a little bit miffed with each other, but we get over it pretty soon because they're great guys.
Yes, I love CJ and Austin, and that's at Red Rooster Antiques.
That's where it is.
So what is this, like, what it says here? Can you read this and tell me what it means? Like, I don't understand the reader ad itself,
okay.
Actually.
Okay, so Rita's,
how do you sign up?
Rita's, you go on your phone, you get the Rita app. So when you sign up for the Rita's app, that then you get a free ICY. Which is what they sell. That's what they're famous for. Like a $6 or $7 probably value, I would guess, because I think they're, I don't know exactly what price they are, but they're not cheap.
And
they are good, though. They're very good.
Advertising to get them in the door.
And, yes, yeah, and they absolutely. Also have custard. Like, they do custard and the ICYs. So they're like the real ICY with real flavors, like, infused in it.
Well,
they're
I had
so
somebody
good.
That went there, and they said it was fantastic.
Yes. My favorite is because they always switch their flavors up, so they always have, like, a new menu of different flavors. So they keep their staples, but they always do, like, alternate different flavors. But they have a root beer. Icy, and then when you put the custard in it, it's just like a root beer float. It's really good.
And where are they again?
They are at US 19, 32836 US 19, which is in the Palm Lake Shopping Center behind Chick-fil-A, just north of Tampa Road on US 19.
Okay. I need that in my life. A root beer float icy. I need that in my life.
Yeah,
I think
everyone likes that. So you can find their coupon actually in the BCC coupon book.
But it's not a coupon. No.
The QR code, which you scan and go to the app and get a free ICY.
That's how that works.
That's how it works.
So then it is a coupon.
Yes.
But can they go with work? Do we know what the name of the site is without scanning? Like for someone
Rita's.
Like me.
Rita's.
So could you go there? Like could you say readers.com and go there? Say if you didn't know how to scan. Or is it that most people just assume everybody knows how to scan and I'm just behind the times?
Well, I would assume when you get there, one of the girls could help you
do it.
They
can watch you scan on it and see what happens.
So this is how you do it. You take your phone and you go to your camera. And then you go to the camera and it says show options. You click that and it takes you directly to their app, which you install. Right now, and then it will give you a free ICY once you put in all your information.
If you download their app.
Yes, but when you scan this QR code, that's where it goes, is to the app. So you don't have to find it, you don't have to look for it.
But is there something you could tell someone what it is? Let's see.
Rita's ICE app on the Play Store.
So you could do that. Rita's app on the Play Store to Google, I'm saying.
Google isn't not where you find it.
Yeah, but like say, like people here are on the radio show. They're in their car right now, right? So if you want to get the app and you don't have the
app. You go to the app store only. You cannot go to Google. Go to the app store and put in Rita's ICE and it'll take you to their app.
It'll take you to there.
Yes.
And are they giving, what are they giving away again?
A free ICY.
Well, I want
free.
That.
Free. No purchase, no nothing,
I
just free.
I want that.
Yes. So see, and then if you use the app like to purchase things on it instead of like purchasing in store, you get points where you earn more free ICYs and ice cream.
So like so you get points.
Have you done his plaza yet with the books?
I've done Rita's.
The whole plaza though?
Not yet.
No. Okay. So, when did you do Rita's, by the way?
On Saturday evening.
Okay, so then he has the books. That's good. All right, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's a really good. So then, yeah, he's doing the back cover.
Yeah, and they're going to be having their grand opening very, very soon.
Right, we should do a live radio show there for that. Do you have the date for that?
Nope, I don't know. They don't have any information up yet.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yep, and if anybody just wants to look them up or find out what's going on, there you can find out when the grand opening is on Facebook at Rita's of Palm Harbor or Instagram or Twitter. So if you want to know when the grand opening is coming, go to Rita's of Palm Harbor on any social media platform.
When you came to get the books with the other day, right? Because I was at the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. What, you just picked up Dunedin books then?
Or did I you picked pick up all Palm Harbor books.
Okay, all. Okay, because I was going to say we really should hit his plaza hard around there.
Yes, I ran out of books. That's what happened.
That's okay. That means so, you're out passing them out. That's good.
So have you had anything? Now, when you drop these books off, have you had anything funny happen to you or anything strange? There was something that, so one time, there wasn't the racks that you put them in wasn't there, right? You told me that?
That has happened where someone has moved it. I run into lots of people, but right now, since we are passing out the new books, I cannot tell you how many people walk up and take them right out of my hands. Like, when I don't even have them out of the strings yet, they walk up and say, oh, can I get one of those? And I have to cut the strings off before I can actually get access.
Well, that's good. So the BCC coupon book is preceding itself. People are aware of this. They know about this.
Yes.
Place. And I know that, you know, it does a lot of good.
One cute little story I have, and her name is Mary, and she is from Michigan, and she found us like 6 years ago on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So, hi, Mary from Michigan. She texts me every time she's on her way to Florida to ask me. She lives right by this particular, well, do you know where Snappers is?
I've heard
on
of
US
it.
19,
yeah,
it's a little comedy store. Well, she lives right near there, and so that's I put the books there specifically for her and her three friends. So they're out there, Mary. She called me the other day, and she's like, where are the books? I was like, I'm bringing them right now. I met her one day. It was a cool story, and she's a very nice woman. I was in St. Pete, and she was in Palm Harbor, and she was like, we want to go out to dinner, but we are not going to go unless we have the book. She's like, we're used to the savings in the book, so where can I find one? So I wasn't sure because people pick them up so fast sometimes where to send someone. So I was like, I will meet you and I will give you something. So me and Mary have been talking ever
since.
And
what a great thing because, I mean, you're not charging for those books. I know there's some places that they charge for that, like coupon packs, and you don't. So this is free to the public.
Yes, we have, there's a lot of good savings in our book. Lots of restaurants. I mean, if you need a car fixed, if you need a plumber, if you need air conditioning, all sorts of great local area businesses that are small businesses. And we just love all of our clients. You are one of our clients. But yes, Rita's is going to be having their grand opening very, very soon. But again, we are so excited to invite them to have them in Palm Harbor community because I know Rita's from Clearwater and it is delicious. You are going to be so happy and get addicted. Do you know where they are?
No.
Right by where Dieche's used to be.
Oh, they're around the corner from us.
Yes, yes. So they're right behind Chick-fil-A in the plaza, right there, almost at Tampa Road. In US 19.
And if they want to go there first and then stop at Red Rooster, I won't complain if they
yes.
bring. Just don't spill anything in the shop, but you can bring it in.
That's right. So you guys got to go check out Rita's. Check out their social media because they're actually not open just yet, but they are going to be having their grand open very, very, very soon. They're in there working away as we speak. So you can check out when they're actually going to be open at their social media of Rita's of Palm Harbor on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Okay, good. How are you?
So that's Rita's at 32836 US 19, right behind Chick-fil-A on US 19 and Tampa Road. Here you go. You come on over here. There. Oh, well, you can sit there if you like, and then I just gotta.
Do me a favor.
Okay.
All right.
Have someone new come. Okay, just came into the studio.
Okay, great.
Can you hear us?
You can sit there.
Okay. Tell us your name.
I go by Bill the Poker Guy.
Okay, Bill. And we have, and put your headphones on. We have a lovely lady here as well, Bill. And can you hear? Tell us your name.
Yeah, my name is Hope.
Okay, and tell us why you're here today.
Well, I became a new advertiser.
Okay.
Brian.
Can you do me a favor though before you start?
Yeah.
Adam, can you do a big spot Mainland Golf? They're doing a thing for Mother's Day.
Okay.
The owner's name is Tyson. And can you just do like a 2-3 minute spot?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then interview these guys. And
okay, so this is the Mainland Golf Club.
Sometimes people can be difficult, right? Which is me. But then there are some people that just have the luau that can calm you down and really have your best interest. You can tell someone has your best interest. In my lifetime, I'm saying this live on the air, Adam, you're that person.
I try.
Yeah, go ahead, interview these guys.
Okay, yeah, but let's do this first. Just yeah. You do that first
you
here.
Do it.
So this is the Mainlands Golf Club, and they're at...
And Tyson's the owner, and Mike is the general manager.
Okay.
And they're pushing for the giveaway, roses or something. Bring your mom for Mother's Day. And they're also doing something else, too.
But right now,
I just want to push Mother's Day for Mainland Golf.
Okay, so Mother's Day for Mainland Golf. And there's a coupon in here for $8.50 value for a free hot dog, soda, and chips. That's a great deal. And it's the Mainlands Golf Club, and they're located at 9445 Mainlands Boulevard in Pinellas Park, Florida. And the pro shop name, the telephone number is 727-577-4847. And the tee times, if you want to call up about that, the number is 727-577-2797. And that's the Mainlands Golf Club. 9445 Mainlands Boulevard in Pinellas Park, Florida. So stop by there and see those guys. Okay, so tell us about yourself again.
Why don't you go first?
Thank you. Yeah, my name's Hope Hatfield.
Hi, Hope.
Hi. We have a web design firm.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's Microbiz Consulting, and we help businesses get more leads, get more customers by putting them online. Websites, lead generation, social media, digital marketing.
Well, that sounds great. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about 15 years now.
Good. So where are you located?
We're located in the Tampa area.
Okay,
We work remotely.
So just the Tampa area?
No, you know, we can help. We have clients everywhere.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So Hope, if they want to get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you?
Sure, you can do one or two things. You can call us at 813-586-1531 or go to our website at microbizops.com.
So you've been doing this a long time, both
long
of you.
Long time, yeah.
So what are the best outcomes when somebody comes to you and they want you to, you know, advance their agenda?
Sure. Yeah, so we like to help them with whatever their goals are. You know, some people they want a website for credibility.
Okay.
Some people need more business. Everybody needs more leads and, you know. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what we like to do. We like to give them product that they're happy with and that... That's productive for them.
Well, you know, like a business like mine, I mean, it can mean the, you know, the difference between succeeding and failing. So that's where you come in. So tell us your name again and your business name again and how to get to hold of you.
Yeah. So my name is Hope. The business is Microbiz Consulting. And phone number is 813-586-1531 or website at microbizops.com.
All right, and soon you guys are going to be seeing the beautiful website that Hope is actually building for the BCC Coupon Book.
Oh, okay. Now that I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yes. So that is in the works as we speak. And Bill, tell us what you have going on because you are an exciting guy.
I'm trying to be. I go by Bill, I'm the poker guy.
Okay, hi, Bill.
I play poker pretty much 40 hours, 50 hours a week.
Well, if I want to learn how to play poker, you're the guy that I'm going to come and see.
I could teach you. Have you ever played poker?
I've had a poker face, but I may have once or twice.
Okay.
I've had a poker face before, but...
Well, if you want to start playing Texas Hold'em, it's good to have a coach.
That's good. Yes.
It is, because I can spot a person right away on the table that's never played that much before. And generally, by the end of the night, they're broken, gone. But it's not like blackjack where it's all luck of the cards and odds.
So there's really thought when you're playing poker, you have a better chance.
Yeah, I don't consider poker gambling. It's more or less a sport. And there's a lot of psychology in poker. There's a lot of being able to read the other person to see if he's bluffing or not. And how strong his hand compared to yours, or what you think he might have.
There's much more into it than a game of whist, let's put it that way.
Right.
Okay.
There's a lot of thought goes into poker.
So how do you help people? What do you do?
Well, I started. I've been around poker for ever since I was in Cub Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I used to work for Card Player Cruises, which is a great company. It does a lot of cruises, like 7 or 8 cruises a year. Which
okay.
We'll bring out players and their equipment and set up a poker room in the conference room or whatever. So I started doing that about 5 years ago and ran into a couple of people at the poker tables that were in the social media advertising online. And they said, well, why don't you get into social media, like Facebook, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started a poker group 5 years ago, Florida Poker Players.
Okay.
And this, on this current coupon book, it's page 44.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, there it is, right there. If you're listening and you want to go check out what Bill is talking about, go to Facebook, type in Florida Poker Players, and look for the yellow state, Florida. Click on that, and you can find out about different games that are going on.
And join.
And, yep, different things you have going on, and maybe hire you as a coach.
Absolutely. So this upside.com, and then it says invite code, so that's how you would they would get.
That's two separate.
Oh, that's two separate companies.
Yes, that's actually two different things that Bill does.
Upside is where you get a discount on your gasoline.
Oh, okay, that's we all need that.
And if you use a promotion code or invitation code, then I get a penny a gallon every time you fill up.
Oh, that's great.
And then the other one, is PiCoin, is a digital currency, just like Bitcoin.
Okay.
You can mine it for free, and they're still in the mining process. And then just recently, they started allowing people to buy and sell PiCoin.
Okay. And so how would they do that with you?
They go to the MindPy.
Oh, MindPy, yeah, .com, and then slash poker guy.
And then promotion code there.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's MINEPI.com slash poker guy, and your invite code is poker guy.
Poker guy. So that's how they can sign up and reap the benefits of this. And this is also, your ad is in the BCC coupon booklet.
Yes, but if anyone's listening and they want to go check out and join the group to find out what you have going on in the area, go to Florida Poker Players on Facebook, click on that group with the yellow Florida state, and join the group.
And they'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, they'll request to join, and then when I get on my computer, like every other day when I'm not playing poker, I'll accept them as a member.
Well, I really want to get involved with this, because I would really love to learn how to play poker professionally.
It's a group of now over 6,800 people.
Wow.
It's the largest poker group on Facebook in the Southeast United States. I mainly did it for state of Florida players. But there's a lot of people in Georgia, Alabama that go into Florida to play poker, like Jacksonville, and the Panhandle's got 2-3 rooms.
Now, is this all online, or you meet and have meetups?
No, we don't have any meetups.
Oh, you don't? Just, so this is all online then?
Yeah, it's just for people can, you know, vent on their bad beat stories.
Yeah.
They can put up pictures of when they, you know, buy them for $100 and they cash out $1,000. You know, people get.
I'm like, sure a lot of friendships are made on these.
There are some.
These sites,
I've met a lot of people through it.
I'm sure there are.
But I try to market it to different poker rooms for sponsorships.
Okay.
And if a business wants to advertise to that market, they can, you know, donate. I think it's $50 for the first, you know, one ad.
Okay.
And I've gotten, you know, quite a bit of sponsors. And when the epidemic COVID started, all the poker rooms shut down, so everybody went to the internet to play poker.
Okay, that makes sense. So
I got a lot of sponsors.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to find you, you want to go to the Florida Poker Players Face Group and look for the yellow state of Florida and click on that.
Yes.
And they can get you. And Hope, tell us, just give us your number again to get in touch with you.
Sure, 813-586-1531.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Bill,
thanks for
being here.
Thank
you, Adam from Red Rooster.
Oh,
thank
welcome.
You, Rosie, as well, that was here and she just left. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day, Tampa Bay.
We've got a minute and a half to go.
So why is it?
Sing a song.
So anyhow, I'll end with Rita's Italian Ice. Where are they at now exactly? Who knows? They're at Tampa Road in US 19.
That's right.
Chick-fil-A. And the Chick-fil-A is right there. They're behind the Chick-fil-A. I don't know exactly.
And they're going to be opening up soon.
Are they open now, Tammy?
No.
No, but they're going to be opening up very soon.
Okay. Well, that's good. We should find out the date they're going to be opening and do a countdown.
That would be good.
Right? We can have fun with that.
Absolutely.
Rita's Italian Ice. That's at US 19 in Tampa Road. And Frank is a great guy. There's just no two ways about it. He's a man of his word. And if integrity is the reason for success, Frank's got it. Can't say the same thing for you, Bill.
I'm a poker player, you know. You can't. I don't know if
he's got integrity. I know he does.
You don't know if I'm bluffing or not.
That's it. The check's in the mail with Bill.
That's
but
it.
But I will teach you how to play poker better.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so anyhow, end with something nice about the Rooster.
The Red Rooster stopped by 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Florida, and we're open 7 days a week. So come by, we'll give you a great deal.